another good commercial oversight from Brian, who sends this at Happer Show. The Chevy commercial where they're promoting like the assist where the guy's about to run into like a taco truck and it just like stops it for him, but they're having a conversation and the lady they're talking about what to do for dinner. And the lady says, the guy asks, do you want sushi? And she says, I had sushi for lunch. And then the guy asks, well, what about seafood? And she says, I don't like seafood.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Okay. Gonna find your options very limited.
Somebody's gonna have to explain to me the difference.
I guess you could go rice and cucumber and just have your sushi roll that way, but
I guess.
Feels like you're making it unnecessarily hard on yourself.
Yeah. What to watch tonight?
Obviously we got the NFL playoffs. It is on ABC, ESPN, and the Manning cast is on ESPN2. The guys have one guest they've announced, and it is The Rock.
Hell yeah.
So they are bringing out the big guns for the playoff game. No word on how long The Rock's going to be there. Kind of feels like they might have fewer guests because it's a playoff game.
Yeah, they'll throw in some surprises.
Yeah, maybe there will be a surprise there. But
Peyton will send a text or two.
Just a quick little, hey, can you help me out here?
Yep.
2:30 coming up here in about half an hour. We got Bulls at Grizzlies on TNT. Two of the best teams in the league.
Yeah, that's fun.
Match up for what's sure to be an emotional game there in Memphis on MLK Day. So they'll, I'm sure, have some extra festivities going on for that game in remembrance. Keenan is on NBC tonight, 7 o'clock. Keenan Thompson.
Oh, he has a show.
Yeah, he's got a sitcom. He's a TV dad now.
Cool.
And on this episode, he fights with his daughter when he refuses to see that, hey, she's growing up.
We haven't seen that before or heard of that before.
No, it's a very, very vague log line there. on Paramount, Raiders of the Lost Ark, okay. 7 o'clock tonight. That's a good one.
Yeah, of course.
You'll want to check that out. TBS, 6 o'clock tonight, you can watch Black Panther. Chadwick Boseman is the titular hero in the MCU.
Yep.
Fourth highest grossing movie in American history. Did okay for itself.
Yeah, not bad.
In theaters, don't normally do this, but I felt it was a special occasion. Tonight, a celebration of Betty White on the big screen. Today would have been her 100th birthday. There was a documentary planned. And, well, they interviewed her 10 days before her passing for this documentary.
Whoa.
And they ended up turning it into a tribute to her. So you'll get to learn about the life of Betty White and hear interviews from a lot of her famous friends, including Ryan Reynolds, I saw was in there, and a few others whose names escape me right now.
Betty White.
Yeah, Betty White. A celebration.
Well, her last tweet was...
I'm sorry, her last tweet?
Her last tweet.
Was she active on social media at 99?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Her last tweet, so there was a People magazine cover that said Betty White turns 100.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was like the day before she passed away, said, my 100th birthday. I cannot believe it's coming up, and People magazine is celebrating with me. The new issue of People is available on newsstands nationwide tomorrow.
Yeah. That's kind of going to be a keepsake.
Yeah.
That a little Dewey defeats Truman type of thing there.
Yep.
And then today is MLK Day, so I wanted to recommend a couple movies documenting the life of Martin Luther King Jr. Selma is a classic, streaming on Peacock. It's also on at 10 o'clock tonight on USA if you want to stay up late. It's at the movie theater as well at 6 o'clock. I'll let you look up which one because they don't buy advertising.
I like that.
Good one. The 2014 biopic documents. No free plugs. Civil rights leaders. Infamous March on Selma in 1965. And then documentary recommending me to you on Hulu. It's called MLK FBI. It looks at the last... years of MLK's life when the FBI was surveilling the civil rights leader. I've seen that. Thought it was pretty interesting.
Excellent. That's what to watch.
Yeah.
Should be a fun night. Monday night. Probably going to watch the NFL game.
Yeah, that's probably the way I'm going to go, too. Maybe dip into the Manning cast.
Yeah.
See what The Rock's up to.
Yeah, I'll do that. Those Monday Night guys are no good. No good.
They're just a little bland.
They're no good. That's it for us today. Crossover's next with John and Josh. Talk to you tomorrow.